snowflakes gently fall across Silver Lake and Eagle River as more than 24 volunteers from the Eagle River Fire Department remove large ice blocks that were scored into the frozen surface the day before. It's a laborious process. Standing on the grid of ice blocks that have been cut almost all the way to the water, two people saw in sync on either end of a row of several blocks. Then two people use long bars to gently break it free from the row next to it.
Look at that.
The log of ice blocks is pushed along the water surface, down a canal, and broken up into individual blocks that are put onto a conveyor belt and slid into the back of a waiting pickup truck. While firefighters handle the work on the lake, the drivers in the long line of pickup trucks waiting to take the blocks to the downtown depot where the ice castle will be built are all community members volunteering to do their part to build the ice castle.
It's not the fire department. It's a community effort.
Mike Drager is captain of the Eagle River Fire Department. He's been with the department for 38 years and has been helping build the ice castle for even longer.
I have the claim to fame, in my opinion, that I even started helping the Lions Club before the fire department took over the responsibilities.
Drager was 18 when he helped build his first ice castle in 1976.
The first wall I helped build, they did a simple 8-foot wall, 20-foot. That was their castle. And I looked at it, I says, we need some decorations on top. You know, I said, I can take a chainsaw and you just, 3/4 of the way up the block, you just cut a X. And the block splits in half, but you have 2 points. And you don't waste a block. I said, so, and then you can just pile those up on top. And so that was my first attempt at decorating the castle. So now every castle, if you go to the fire department, see all the castles up on the wall. My wife and I call them hoo-has. She's an artist, and she pushes me to do something more fantastic every year. So this year, it's just going to be a simple point.
The first ice castle was built in 1933, spearheaded by Charles Hanke, who owned the local ice house. They weren't built during World War II, but resumed shortly after the end of the war and have been built every year since, when the weather cooperates.
Weather dictates it. You're never going to hear the ice castle didn't get built because the firemen didn't want to do it.
In 1987, the fire department took charge of organizing the build. The then fire chief, Jack Thomas, grandson of Charles Hanke, designed the ice castles. Since his passing several years ago, the current fire chief, Michael Anderson, designs the ice castles like Thomas did with Lego blocks, pulling inspiration from Thomas's old designs.
In his honor, he kept all of his designs. So now we're picking and choosing a tower from one castle with walls of a second one, and we keep Jack in the memory of the ice castle.
The fire department even still uses the original ice harvesting tools. More than 2,200 ice blocks were pulled from Silver Lake for this year's design.
One of the biggest ones we've done in a long time.
Once the blocks are delivered and loaded onto pallets at the downtown depot, they're all shaved down to the same height.
It's just like laying cement blocks. At this point, without mortar, we use water as our mortar.
Jim Bonson is a retired deputy chief from the Eagle River Fire Department, but still comes out to help build the ice castle. He grew up in Eagle River, where visiting the ice castle each winter was part of his family's tradition.
When you grow up here, you love the ice castle. It just becomes part of winter. Winter's not winter without having an ice castle.
Bonson has been helping build the ice castle now for more than 40 years. He loves it so much, he started tracking down and digitally preserving images from all the past years. And while the design of the castle may have changed from year to year, the community support for it never does.
You know, you can see the community is all fired up, jubilant. You know, we're having an ice castle again.
For WXPR's We Live Up Here, I'm Katie Thorson in Eagle River.